Hi, I'm Mike McCarthy, and welcome to Talks with Test Meter, a series helping make sense of all things test and measurement. This week, we're focusing on Testo flue gas analyzers, covering everything from domestic to commercial and industrial, and helping to find the right model to meet your needs. Returning to help guide us through their comprehensive range are Testo's Tom McHugh and John Borden. Thank you both for joining me again today.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
So with the Testo range covering different applications, be that domestic, commercial or industrial, I think it's really important to discuss what distinguishes the different requirements.
Well, at Testo, we have a very comprehensive range of flue gas analyzers, as you say, that do start really at the domestic level, commercial after that, and then into industrial. And what we try and do is we try and provide the customer as much information and guidance as to the right products that we can. Obviously, we do that via our website and via TestMeter's website, just identifying and drilling down to the right product. But you're right, there are absolutely three categories of flue gas analyzer. Domestic analyzers are entry-level products for service engineers, for maintenance engineers, for installation engineers. is certainly the biggest category by volume. If we look at the number of engineers on the register, again, that would be the biggest number buying that type of product, that entry-level product, that domestic product, that day-to-day product. So for that particular range, we have a good, better, best option for that type of customer, whether it's an entry-level product where they're just servicing products, whether they're maintaining products. We add additional functions to different instruments, and we're going to drill down into some of these instruments shortly, but we add additional functionality to certain products to give the user a better experience of the test sequences in there. And then we move up to something like our sort of flagship product, again, which we're going to talk about, which allows the customer to do multiple testings, multiple applications, not just flue gas analysis, but pressure, temperature as well, air movement, things like that. So the domestic market is certainly our biggest market, and we'd sort of like just to highlight a few of them products now.
Fantastic. I mean, let's jump right in.
So we'll start with the 310. I'm going to sort of hand over to John at this point, but the 310 is relatively new to the UK market. We launched it in July of 2024. And it's been a huge success for us. And that's based on not just its price point and its functionality, but just the how user-friendly it is. For me, I just think it's a great product that's really, really easy to work with, really, really easy to use, easy to read, a great display on the product, a full-color display, full-app connectivity. The sensor configuration, John can explain on the 310, because, again, for that domestic user, it's really, really geared up for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the 310's been the bedrock for the entry-level flue gas analyzer in the Testo range. This is our second evolution of the 310. And with this new model, which, as Tom's said, it's just recently been launched, what we've brought to the market now here is an entry-level analyzer that has full color screen. Very, very simple, easy to use, which has always been the mantra for the 310. Mm. Make it simple. So a fixed probe, so no worry even about having to plug the actual sampling probe in. It's a permanent fixed connection. App connectivity, so this device talks to our Testo Smart App, which, as we know, has become, if you like, the centerpiece for digital reporting in the Testo range of products. But this offers a perfect introduction to flue gas for somebody who's just coming in to do basic boiler testing. Landlord certificates, this is the perfect product for them because it's simple and easy to use. The functionality has really been slimmed down to give them a perfect entry level into the world of flue gas analysis.
So does the new model have similar functionality to the previous version?
Very much so. I mean, we've made it much simpler to use. The old 310, for example, only had two lines of display, whereas this has a full colour, seven lines of display, so much more enhanced. But sensor configuration, very, very similar. Two sensors, so an O2 and a CO sensor. A CO sensor is rated at 4,000 parts per million max, which is very typical for a domestic type flue gas analyzer. It can be used with the printer as well. So we've talked about, obviously, using the Smart App. But if you're somebody who doesn't particularly get on with apps or you're not interested in using them, there is no penalty. You can still use it with the printer that comes with the device as well.
No, that's great to hear. Well, let's move up the range then to the next model, to the 327.
So Testo 327 has been one of our longest lasting Testo instruments in our range. It's been around for getting on for 14, 15 years now.
Wow.
Offers a great point of reliability because obviously it's such a mature instrument and really enhances from we've obviously been talking about the 310. With the 327, you now bring in the option of being able to do, for example, your pressure measurement in the device. So for tightness and let-by testing. You can have accessory probes that plug in to do flow and return temperature. So as well as being a combustion analyzer, it's now lending itself more to the people who are doing a new boiler install where there's going to be other testing involved. It's not just about the combustion readings they need to gather. It's about the gas pressure, the tightness testing, flow and return from the boilers. So the 327 offers a very similar cell configuration to the 310. So O2 sensor and a 4,000 ppm CO sensor. But what you get with the 327 is this ability to do more tests, really. So it covers the five main tests that are typically going to be needed or required by somebody who's doing a boiler install.
So I would just like to add at this point, with the 327, having sold flue gas analyzers, domestic flue gas analyzers, for over 30 years, because of its longevity, it's just become the most tried and trusted product out there at the moment that's still available. I meet so many users of the 327 that like its functionality, like the fact that, as John says, it can perform the tests that you need, whether you're doing flue gas analysis, whether you're doing pressure testing on the boiler, whether you're doing tightness testing at the meter. Everything is in that unit, and engineers just love that complete functionality. And as I say, really going back to its reliability and trust factor, because there isn't another product like the 327 available in the UK today.
So yes, with the 327, I think also there was the realization that it has been around for quite a while.
Yeah.
But the market has changed, and I think, you know, several years back, Testo saw the movement towards app connectivity and smarter devices.
Yeah.
And that's really where the Testo 300 evolved from. It was a requirement really to take the flue gas analyzer to the next level in its smartness. And when we launched it, it was truly revolutionary, the 300, with its integrated Android module operating system. So 5-inch HD screen, you know, all the touch sort of options that we've been used to on a smartphone, whether it's been able to expand the screen to make the screen bigger. It really was a game changer. And what we've got with the 300 Plus, which is where we are now with the 300 model line, is we've evolved yet again. Key points about the Testo 300 is you have the connectivity to the Testo smart probes,
yeah,
which has been, again, you know, the smart probes have been incredibly well received in the market as test devices that typically would talk to a mobile phone. Here, they actually talk to the Testo 300 direct. So the key is with the use of the instrument, you can bring in your combustion readings, but also parallel to that on the same screen at the same point of operation, you can have your flow and return temperatures. You can have your gas pressures. You can even have multiple manometers if you want to do testing at both the meter and the appliance. It's this flexibility on the smartness that really makes the 300 Plus such a competent instrument.
Yeah.
And obviously, one of the other benefits we brought recently with the Plus was the upgrade to the sensors. So one of the key things of any combustion analyzer is obviously the sensors and the sensor life. With the 300 Plus, you've got enhanced sensors now, so 5-year expected lifespan. And also the CO sensor is rated right up to 8,000 ppm of CO. So it's double, if you like, what's in the 327 and the 310. So it makes the 300 Plus a very, very competent package.
Excellent.
I think from a user point of view as well, I mean, nothing could be more generic than a mobile phone. As a user platform, whether you use an Android or an Apple phone, having the device platform that it has just allows the user to pick it up straight away. It's very, very intuitive because this is what we use in our daily life. This is what we have in our hands most of the time. So having that as your control device for the flue gas analyzer made it a very, very easy transition for people that were used to a different looking type of product, whether that be a push button or a rotary switch or a bank of buttons on the side of the instrument. It just made it a very, very easy transition because it's something that's that we all see in our daily lives, that mobile phone platform. The functionality, the usability, to be able to not just capture readings, but store readings, report on readings, transfer readings and export readings. Again, very, very simple to work with.
And you mentioned there about the reporting and the exporting of data all through the Testo Smart app, I imagine.
Yes. Testo 300 links directly to the app again. So you have a second screen mode. So again, if you're maybe some city on the larger boilers, you might not be at the test point. You actually need to set the analyzer up and then be maybe doing some adjustment. You can have the phone there. It's actually showing you exactly what the analyzer is reading as a second screen mode. But also because it's then within the app, you've got your reporting aspect that we know is one of the keys of the Testo Smart app. Mm.
I mean, the 300 sounds like a fantastic instrument. Are there any other points that we need to mention today?
I think it's just its general, I think with the 300, the thing I would like to highlight, as John mentioned earlier on, is just its flexibility, its ability to grow with your applications. Because yes, it's a flue gas analyzer, that's its primary function. But because it can link to all of these different probes that Testo provide, the applications then spread out, you know, from flue gas analysis to indoor air quality, we talked about, to temperature measurement, to pressure measurement, applications such as heat pumps and MVHR systems. This product as a hub, it really spreads out from there. So as your business grows or the diversity of your business grows into new technologies, the 300 will grow with your business.
Thank you. Obviously, we've there talked about three popular models within the domestic space. Can we move on to talk a little bit about commercial?
So with the commercial analyzers, what you're now looking at is an analyzer that has some very, very specific requirements for larger boilers. Key issues with larger boilers is they can generate significantly more CO as a spike, particularly on startup. So you're needing to have an analyzer that maybe has got enhanced sensors, but also things even down to the requirement of the actual probe, the sampling probe, can be very, very different. So within Testo, what we have here is the product called the Testo 300 LL. LL always used to signify long life. So typically it meant the sensors were enhanced. But if we look at the 300 LL overall, what have we got for the commercial sector? What makes it right for that market? So the first thing is the sensor is an 8,000 ppm H2 compensated. But on top of that, we have our unique Testo auto dilution system. So what happens here is if somebody's using this instrument and the instrument sees that it's starting to approach the sensor limit, there's an auto valve that opens up that admits a metered proportion of fresh air into the combustion gas sample. So what this does is dilute the sample that's actually hitting the sensor. So uniquely, this allows the instrument to read right up to 30,000 ppm of CO. Wow. Without any risk of damage. But the dilution just generally can help with the lifespan of the CO sensor because it's not it basically stops the instrument getting a full hit right up to its limit of CO. So the auto dilution on the LL is a very important feature for the commercial market. On top of that, unlike our standard sample probe that's supplied with the domestic analyzers, the commercial sampling probe is what we call a modular construction. So what we mean by that is you can actually exchange the sampling probe tips, the actual metal section itself. So typically you can buy longer dimensions because a lot of the commercial fluing requirements will be very, very different. Sample points can often be wider, longer, and need a very, very different probe to the domestic sector. So again, the probe is enhanced. It's a larger diameter shaft on it, 8mm versus 6, so it's more robust. So what we've really thought about is that attention to detail, I think, what you get with Testo is it's make the analyzer fit for the market. And when we're talking about the commercial sector, very, very different requirements that the engineer typically has compared to a domestic engineer.
Certainly within plant rooms or factory applications, the the requirements of sampling just vary so much, and having that modular design of the probe helps, again, the engineer do the job and perform the task that they need to do.
I think the other thing that's really important to point out as well from a commercial engineer's perspective is the 300LL is an instrument that they can configure for NOx measurement as
yes.
well.
Yes.
When we're talking about NOx, we know that certainly in a lot of large cities now, you know, they're under quite tight legislation regarding the NOx levels. The tricky thing with NOx is there are different ways of measuring it. You can have what's known as a calculated total NOx or a true calculated or true measured NOx. With the 300LL, what you actually have is the ability to have a single NO sensor. You then have a fixed percentage of NO2 that's adjusted in the instrument, and that will give you a calculated total NOx figure. However, if we have somebody who wants a true measured NOx, which is typically where you need extra two sensors, an NO and NO2, that's something we can provide. But then we're moving over into Testo 340, which is more of our industrial emissions category of analyzer.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about that analyzer, the 340 for industrial use.
Okay, so with Testo 340, we're now moving to an analyzer platform where you can have a total of four sensors. So typical configuration for that, for example, would be a O2, CO, NO and NO2, as I've explained, for a true measured NOx. 340 offers dilution across multiple sensors. So whereas with the 300LL, we've seen the auto dilution system being across the CO sensor typically, with the 340, you actually have the option to dilute across all the sensor slots, which again makes it very powerful. And also the dilution ratio can be adjusted, whereas with the 300LL, it's very much a fixed aspect. On the 340, you actually have an option for adjusting the level of dilution. And again, 340 would come with a modular probe, but also you're starting to get into the realm of some really specialist probes. So things like for diesel engine testing, combined heat and power, yeah. where and gas turbines, where you can have, in some cases, very, very high temperatures, your probe construction has to be very, very different. So here we're talking, you know, all stainless steel construction, high temperature thermocouples, different sample lines. So once you start to get to the industrial emissions, you're really talking about a very, very specialised type of product.
Of course.
And then obviously once you get to 350, which is our flagship product for industrial and emissions testing, they were talking about six possible gas sensors. And the option of plug and playing those sensors as well, because the sensors themselves are smart.
Yeah.
You can actually take the sensors out, which if you think about it from a industrial application, some of these sites can be quite remote. They need to maximize the uptime of the engineer on that site. They can't have the option of having to send the analyzer back, for example, for a sensor issue. They can literally just field swap the sensors out.
Yeah. Pre-calibrated sensors.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, when you move on to the 350 from the 340, as John says, everything we've talked about up to the 340 is an instrument that's designed for spot checking the combustion process. You know, that immediate sampling point and test result and recording. When you're getting into things like the 350, stack emissions monitoring, we're moving into the sort of world of not just spot checking, but semi-continuous monitoring as well. We have an emissions package that helps the user take the data out over a period of time, extrapolate the data and produce reports for whether it be environmental or whether it be an efficiency report. That emissions package can help you do that as well. It's MCERTs approved, the 350. It's critical that users where they have an environmental impact or require an environmental permit to use their combustion plant use MCERTs approved equipment, and that's what the Testo 350 is.
Yeah, I think it's worth pointing out that 350 is used in some of the most demanding processes, you know, glassworks, cement plant. These are some of the most arduous conditions for any type of emission analyzer to work under. And I know quite a number of sites where it's used as a backup to the SEMS, the continuous emission monitoring system. When maybe the SEMS is offline for its own calibration, the 350 takes its place.
Yeah.
There's even ways you can actually integrate the 350 into the SCADA system. We have options of breakout boxes to bring analog outputs.
Yeah.
And even Modbus is now also available on the 350 as well. And things like onboard gas conditioning. Again, if the sampling is quite arduous, it could be a gas that's got moisture in it. Having the onboard conditioning just means that the instrument is always going to make sure that the sensors get the best possible gas composition they can get.
That's great. I mean, as a summary of the entire range. I think we've been very comprehensive in explaining the different models that are available from Testo. One thing that I think it's really important to talk about is how Testo provide options and opportunities for different kits and accessories with each of these different models we've discussed, because obviously the applications are very diverse.
I think with our SmartProbe range, it's worth highlighting what we're trying to do at Testo is we do have optional kits available and we try and tailor them to particular applications. Even with the entry-level products where we might add a pressure meter to a product, where we might add differential temperature clamps to a product, or even as simple as adding something like a 310 with a printer option, as John mentioned earlier on, whether people want to use an app or not, you can buy it with a printer as a kit. But we try and tailor the needs to specific applications as well as best we can. So whether it's a domestic service engineer who also wants to do CPA testing, CPA-1 testing for fires, cookers and grills, we have them applications, we have them kits available. Whether it's an engineer that's crossing over into heat pumps now, again, a very, very topical subject of a traditional gas engineer spreading their wings and into renewable energies, we have heat pump kits that include a manifold so they can do their flue gas analysis when they're doing it on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday. If they're doing a heat pump, they have that as part of their kit. Again, with things like the 300 reporting back to the app as well, which is very, very useful. So we have a number of kits available throughout the range, throughout different products on the range as well.
Well, it sounds like there are a whole variety of kits available based on application. I suppose the last question would be, how does a customer choose between the different instruments?
I think certainly from a domestic point of view, there's a clear choice to be made. If I was a domestic service engineer and I'm doing LGSRs on a daily basis, then the 310 second gen is an ideal product for me. It gives me all of the functionality I need. I can do my flue gas analysis. Yes, I could do pressure testing if I wanted to as well with that. But it's everything. I'm not overloading my kit on that day because then that's my primary job is to do LGSRs. I see a lot of that product within, certainly within domestic social housing service engineers. If I was then to move on and say, well, actually, I do a bit of domestic servicing, but I also do repair and maintenance, and I do the odd install as well. So then I might move up to something like the 327, which gives me the extra functionality again of being able to do things like differential temperature testing and tightness testing as well. So again, I'm moving on. I'm just adding some functions to my product in the 327. We mentioned earlier, so trusted, been around a really long time and fairly bulletproof. So 327, a great option. And then the flagship of our range within the domestic range is the 300 plus, which we mentioned has the ability to do all of the previous functions that we mentioned in the 310 and 327 and add to that because of its connectivity to our SmartProbe range. So again, I'm a domestic service engineer, I'm a domestic install and repair engineer, but also now I'm spreading out into things like renewable technologies, whether that be heat pumps or MVHR systems. The 300 plus can cope with my demands. So for me, it's really the choice that you make on Analyzer isn't just based on cost, it's based on your application. And if your application is just LGSR, fine. If it's a little bit more than that, then you need to look at the additional functionality that the range offers.
One last question I wanted to ask is something which we do get asked from time to time in choosing between the different flue gas analyzer ranges that are available on Testmeter. So I guess my question to you is, why Testo?
Why Testo for me? Whether you're a domestic engineer, whether you're a commercial engineer, or whether you're an industrial engineer, we provide a solution to suit your application. We are the world's most trusted brand of handheld test equipment. We provide not just applicational solutions for the products, accessories, smart probes, smart app we've talked about, but we provide a total package. So that includes the cost of the product and the service of the product as well. We work with incredible service partners across the UK, including Testmeter. So our service to the customer from when they buy the product to when they buy their next product is total and comprehensive. So why Testo for me? It's because we're reliable and we're trusted.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the time.
If you'd like to learn more about Testo flue gas analyzers, please visit our website or get in touch and we'll be more than happy to help. Thank you for tuning in today. and I hope you'll join us again soon.